Chapter 3, Riding the Whirlwind Demon. Not long after his first birthday, while Mother Yashoda was playing with him, baby Krishna felt so heavy in her arms that she had to put him down on the ground. Then she went to work in the house. All of a sudden, it became very windy, and the huge whirlwind demon Trina Varta easily picked Krishna up on his shoulders and carried him away, raising a great dust storm all over Vrindavan. Vrindavan became very dark with thick dust and windstorms. No one could see anything or anyone. Mother Yashoda and the gopis couldn't find Krishna anywhere, and they fell down on the ground crying. Meanwhile, riding on the demon's shoulders, Krishna made himself suddenly very, very heavy. He caught hold of the demon by the neck. Trina Varta felt baby Krishna getting as heavy as a big mountain, so the demon stopped in mid-air to try to get the baby off his shoulders. But Krishna held on tight to his throat, becoming heavier and heavier. Trina Varta cried and screamed loudly. His eyes popped out, and he crashed down to the ground of Vrindavan and died. He hit the hard stone ground, and his whole body smashed. The gopis saw little Krishna very cheerfully playing on the enormous demon's dead body after enjoying his ride in the sky. They stopped crying and ran over to pick him up. Happy to see him safe, they brought him back to his mother and father. Sometime after this, Mother Yashoda was nursing her child and opened his mouth with her fingers. She suddenly saw something really wonderful in his mouth. She saw in Krishna's mouth the whole sky, the stars in all directions, the sun, moon, fire, air, seas, islands, mountains, rivers, forests. Her heart began to beat quickly. How amazing this is! She could not even say anything, but simply closed her eyes, thinking wonderful thoughts. One day, Vasudev asked his family priest, Garga Muni, to visit the home of Nanda Maharaj to hold a secret name-giving ceremony. No one was supposed to know that baby Krishna was living there because the demoniac King Kamsa would come and try to kill him. Garga Muni told Nanda Maharaj, "Rohini's son will be called Ram because he will be very pleasing to the family. He will also be called Balaram because he will be very strong. The other boy is really Devaki's son and will be called Krishna by some and Vasudev by others. While Krishna is in Vrindavan, everyone will be happy and safe. This child will grow in power, beauty, and opulence, in everything, just as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, protect him very carefully so he grows up without disturbance." Nanda Maharaj was so very happy to be blessed in this way. Both Krishna and Balaram used to crawl on their hands and knees. Sometimes these naughty babies crawled into the cow shed and held on to the tails of the calves, who would run with them here and there over clay and cow dung. To see this fun, Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini would call all their neighbors and friends, the gopis, and laugh very loudly. To see this fun, Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini would call all their neighbors and friends, the gopis, and they would all laugh very loudly. Soon, when Krishna and Balaram could walk around, the older gopis began to complain to Yashoda. "Your naughty Krishna comes to our houses along with Balaram every morning, and before we milk the cows, they let the calves loose to drink all the milk from the cows, and we can get no milk from them. If we warn Krishna and Balaram, they simply smile charmingly. We catch them stealing yogurt and butter, and then they give it all away to the monkeys. When the monkeys are full, your boys break the pots and throw them hither and thither. If we keep our yogurt and butter too high, hanging on a swing from the ceiling, they arrange to reach it by piling up all kinds of wooden boxes. And if they cannot get it, they make a hole in the pot. Even without bangles and sparkling jewels, they can see everything in the darkness just from the bright light shining from their bodies.